Gemara Makot. Masechet Makot has been donated anonymously in honor of Morris Dweck, Sammy Esses, Yaron Mizrahi, and Tuvi Asis for their endless work for the Kahal Kadosh, Bet Yaakov. May Hashem give them continued strength in order to serve the Kahal and the community, the Shem Shamayim, in good health and prosperity and shalom. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Yud Aleph. Today's daf is being studied. The Adon Nishmat Abraham ben Esther. Wa Hashem Tenihanu Begin Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refua Shelema. Dina Matzara. Enna Refan Adam. Refuat HaNefesh. Refuat HaGuf. Refuat HaKrab. Adabo Vechen. Yerosov. Amar. Amen. Begin today's daf on Yud Amud Bet. We are on the bottom line. Amar of Hamma Bar Hanina. מפני מה נאמרה פרשת רוצחין בלשון עזה. Why, when in the book of Yoshua it talks about the parasha בערי מקלט, it's written בלשון עזה. It's written in a strong language. דכתיב, בידבר השם ליהושע לאמור, דבר אל בני ישראל לאמור, תנו לכם את ערי המקלט אשר דיברתי עליכם. God tells Yeshua, now make the Arim Miklat that we spoke about, that I spoke about in the Torah. But the word is Vaydaber. Anytime you have Lashon Vaydaber, it's Lashon Az. It's a strong Lashon. Why would the Arim Miklat be introduced with a strong Lashon? So Rashi says, because this law actually emanates from the Torah. אבל שאר אמירות שמר לא עמד אבל לקיים את זה כתובה בתורה חוץ מזו. God told Yeshua, make sure you fulfill this mitzvah that's written in the Torah to establish ערי מקלט. God never told Yeshua on any other mitzvah to complete it, to fulfill it. So since he told him to finish the mitzvah of the Torah, which is ערי מקלט, when he got into Eretz Yisrael, so it's דברי תורה, you have to put it in a strong לשון. So both וידבר. Memra, dechol dibur lashon kasher. Well, you tell me every time it says the word vaydaber or daber or dibur, it's a strong language. Gemara says in, yeah, kedichtiv, like it says by Yosef and the brothers, diber aish adonai haaretz itanu kashot. And they talked about Yosef. He said, oh, the leader of the land, diber elenu kashot. He spoke to us very, very tough. So you see, diber kashot. So the word diber is usually used in a strong language. What do you mean? We have a braita. Nidberu. New word. Nidberu. En nidberu ela lashon nahat. You see the word nidberu, it's an easy word. It's nahat. Even though it comes from the same shortish as veidaber and daber. Vechen omer yedber amim tahtenu. Which means the pasuk says yedber amim tahtenu. God is going to put the nations under us, and the nations are going to serve God benahat. Meaning when the Mashiach comes, the nations are going to be subjugated to the Jewish people, and everything is going to be benachat, they're all going to serve God. So Yedber is a Lashon Nachat. So make up your mind. So Gemara says, Deber Lehud, Yedber Lehud. Two different words. Deber is Lashon Kasheh, Yedber is Lashon Nachat. Simani, Rabbanan, Mehemni, Visifri. Gemara says, now we go back to what we just said. It says in the Pasuk in Yeshua, when God told Yeshua, when Hashem told Yeshua to establish the Arim Miklat, it said, Lashon Vaydaber. It says, Had Amar Mepenei Shishihem. One reason why it's Lashon Kasheh is because he delayed it. He didn't do it right away. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with a strong language, Vaydaber. No, do it already. That's the reason why he uses Lashon Kasheh. Because he delayed that. She says in the fourth line, he didn't do it immediately. He waited until Hashem told it to him. So it's a strong lesson. So say, no, like we said until now, because the Shel Torah, and therefore it uses Lashon Kashem. Another derash. Yoshua to Devarim Ha'ele Besefer Torah Elohim. So the Pasuk says that Yoshua wrote the words in the Sefer of the Torah of Elohim. So, Peligi Bar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yochaya, Had Omer Shemona Pesukim. Where did Yeshua write anything in the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah. No, the last eight Pesukim It's talking about the Torah that Rashi says, "Meviyamot sham Moshe ad sefa." Good. V'had omer are miklat. Okay, Rashi says, "V'had amar parashat are miklat hu omer shekituba b'sefer Yoshua," which means it's referring to the story of the are miklat that's written in the book of Yoshua. So it goes this way. Bishnamadamadamad het pesukim. According to the opinion, this was the 8 pesukim. Ha'inu dichti b'sefer Torat Elohim. He wrote it in Sefer Torat Elohim, in the Torah. And the man about Adem Miklat, my Sefer Torat Elohim. Adem Miklat is written in, it says in the Pasuk that Yeshua wrote it in Sefer Torat Elohim. He didn't write it in Sefer Torat Elohim. It's written in his book. It's not written in, he didn't write it in the Torah. But it says, Hachi kamar ve'yichtov Yeshua b'sifro et ha'devarim ha'ela ketuvim b'sefer Torat Elohim. He wrote in his Sefer what is written in Sefer Torat Elohim, which is the story of the Adem Miklat. Gemara says, Sefer Shetefaru B'Pishtan, you have a Sefer Torah, that they sew the pages together, the Yiriot together, with Pishtan. Pishtan is flax. How do they attach the pages of the Sefer Torah together? So you have to sew it. So Gemara says, what do you stitch it with? Sefer Shetefaru B'Pishtan, Peligi Bar, B'Yudever B'Mi'ir, Had Amar Kasher, V'Had Amar Pasul. Leman Amar Pasul, Dichtiv. Leman Tiyeh Torah Hashem, Bepicha. Right? It says by Tefillin, Leman tiyeh Torat Hashem beficha. Ve'itkash kol haTorah kula leTefillin. So the whole Torah now is compared to Torat Hashem beficha, which is written by Tefillin. So the whole Torah is compared to the laws of Tefillin. Ma Tefillin al kama Hashem Yisrael letofran begidin, af kol letofran begidin. Just like Tefillin, you have to sew them with gidin, with the sinew, right? With the sinew of the animal, the gidin, the veins. So too, by Sefer Torah, you got to use gidin. V'idach, ki itkash kemotar beficha lelchotav, lo itkash. You're right. When do you make a hekesh between Tefillin and Sefer Torah? For the law of motar beficha. From there we learn that when you write the Tefillin, you have to write it on parchment from an animal that's motar beficha, that you'd be able to eat. Meaning you're only allowed to write it on an animal that's tahor, which means, let's say, a cow or something that's tahor. So they're the same thing. Sefer Torah, you know what we learned from Tefillin? You have to write it on klaf from a behema teura, but not mehilchotav, not all the other laws of gidim and the other adinim. Elawat ki itkush only le'inyan mutar meficha, that the Sefer Torah has to be written on something that is tahor. Gemara says, however, mehilchotav lo itkash. And therefore, if you want to write, if you want to sew the Sefer Torah with pishtan, go right ahead. Amarav hazina lo tefillin debe habibi, I saw the tefillin of my uncle, habibi, we said his uncle, right? Dodi, achi abav hu rebi chaya, the tefre bechitna. Even that, the tefillin was done bechitna, with pishtan. Ve'elet l'cheta kevate, but the halakha does not follow that. Matni tim, now we discussed, we learned earlier, that what, the fellow stays in the Eid Miklat until the Kohen Gadol dies. Which Kohen Gadol? There's many Kohen Gadols. Echad Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha. Whether he's the Kohen that was anointed with the oil. That was the Kohanim Gedolim until the time of Yoshiyah. Echad Merubah B'Begadim. Now after Yoshiyah and on, they put away the Shem and HaMishcha. So now the only way you were able to know if a Kohen Gadol was a Kohen Gadol is he was Merubah B'Begadim. He wore 8 Begadim. So they used to call him the Kohen Merubah B'Begadim. That was a Kohen that became Pasul, and they put somebody in his stead. When the original Kohen becomes better, they bring him back to his position. The Kohen that substituted is called the Kohen She'avar, but he retains the status of a Kohen Gadol. So he also, if he dies, he also would free the, release the people from the Eid Miklat. So again, Echad Meshuah B'Shevet HaMishcha, Echad Merubah B'Begadim, Echad She'avar M'Shichato, Ma'zirin et ha-rotzayah. They all have the ability to ma'zir the rotzayah outside of the Adem Miklat. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Mashuach Melchama ma'zir et ha-rotzayah. Fourth Kohen Gadol. That's the Kohen Gadol that goes out to the battlefield. And he is in charge of giving them a musar, to give them a pep talk right before they go out to war. And he reads all the exemptions of the war as well. So that's also.
Huh? What's Aham? What happened to
He's at the beginning of the Mishnah. Echad.
Echad. לפיכך, therefore, אמותיהם של כהנים מספקות להם מחיה וכסות. Therefore, the mothers of the כהנים used to come to the Eid Miklat and they used to supply the victor, the people over there with מחיה, its food, כסות, its clothing, כדי שלא יתפללו על בניהם שימותו, because they don't want the people to pray over there that their son should die, because they know once the כהנים die, they go free. So the mothers of the Kohanim would come and give them gifts in order they shouldn't pray. Comes the Gemara says, how do we know this from the Torah that these Kohanim, when they die, the people go free? Amar Rav Kara the Malkera, v'yashav ba'admot ha-Kohen ha-Gadol. That's one. Uchtiv, ki b'ir miklato yeshev admot ha-Kohen ha-Gadol. That's the second type of Kohen. Uchtiv, v'acharei mot, and Kohen Gadol. So therefore it says Kohen Gadol three times. So may we learn the three different types of Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yehuda, Ketiv, Kera, Harir. Rabbi Yehuda is a fourth Kohen Gadol. He has Meshuah Ben Hama. It says, Lashuv, Lashevet, Be'aris, to go back, Admot HaKohen. It says, Admot HaKohen. That's the fourth one. Ve'idach, Bedelo Ketiv HaGadol, Had Mahana Chava. And that fourth Pasuk doesn't say Kohen Gadol. It says HaKohen. So it's referring to one of the three that were mentioned. So that's the Machlokin of Yehuda and Hachamim. Lefichach, Emoteim Shel Kohanim. So the mothers of the Kohanim would come and they would give gifts to the people over there. The Gemara says, Ta'amad Elo Matzlu, which means, so they wouldn't pray. The Gemara says, Ha Matzlu, Maiteh? Well, and if they pray, the Kohanim are going to die? The Mishnah's Mashma that, so they won't pray. Mashma, what if they do pray? Something's going to happen. Ve'aketiv, Ketzipul, Anud, Kedror, La'uf, Ken kililat hanam lo tabo, which means kililat hanam does not come, which means these say let them curse. It has no basis. So what are you worried about? These inmates in the Arim Miklat. It's kililat hanam. It has no basis. The Kohen Gadol is a tzaddik. What do I care if they pray? That's the Gemara's question. Gemara says Amadei Ahu Saba Meperkei Deraba Shemi. I heard from the Shiur of Rava. שהיה להם לבקש רחמים על דורן ולא ביקשו. They're guilty. When they have a guilt. Because they should have prayed for the generation that there shouldn't be murderers and there shouldn't be deaths and they didn't. And therefore it's not a kililat hanam. There's basis for the tefillah, which means if there's a murder in Klal Yisrael, even a shogeg, which is an accident, that's because the Kohen Gadol didn't pray hard enough for the protection of the Jewish nation. And therefore, he shares a little in the fault. And therefore, that when they pray, they will be answered. Not kililat hanam. There's a basis to it. Ve'ika dematni. Some have a different version of our Mishnah. Kedishi yitpalelu al b'nehem shelo yamutu. Which means, according to our text, it was passive. Kedishi lo yitpalelu. So they shouldn't pray for them to die. According to this version, adraba. So they should pray that they should live. Well, a positive. So we want to make sure to you. Tama de matzlu. Only because they pray. Hallo matzlu. Maite. Well, but if they don't pray for them to live, they're going to die, the Kohanim. May have in the mehabad. What do you want the Kohanim to do? Amrinan. And like the saying they say in Bavin. Tuvia hata vizigud mangid. Tuvia made a sin. And you give malkut to zigud. Famous story, Zigud comes to Beit Din to testify. The judge says, Zigud, what do you have to say? Tuvia hata, Tuvia made a sin. Tuvia made a sin? They give Zigud lashes. Why? Because he's only one witness. And it says, Lo yakum edehad be'ish. One witness is lashon hara. You need two witnesses to testify. So whenever they want to show like there's an injustice, the Torah says, Tuvia hata. The zigud, mingid, the same thing over here. The guy kills somebody, and the Kohen Gadol now is going to die. Well, it doesn't make sense. Or as they say, hatam amrin. Israel have a different way of saying it. Shechem nasib, mabgai gazir. In the story of Shechem ben Hamor, he went with Dinah. He got married. He enjoyed himself, and who suffered? Mabgai, who was another guy that lived in Shechem. What happened to him? He had to suffer taking a Brit Milah. This guy enjoys himself, and this guy suffers by taking a Brit Milah. Gezir, he has to be Nigzar. Same concept over here. So Amar, Ahu Sabah, Perket, Ravash, Ami, Ali, Shayyalu, Lehem, Bekesh, Ramunah, Doran, Velo, Bekshu. They're not innocent, the Kohanim. Why? Because they should have prayed for the generation that there should be an extra measure of Rahamim, and they didn't. Which means if they would have prayed hard enough, there wouldn't be any murder in Klal Yisrael. So therefore they share in the guilt. Da'ahu Gabra, Da'achle Arya, Berachok, Talta Parse, Mined, Rabbi Yoshua ben Devi. There was a story of a person that was eaten by a lion, three parsaot away from the vicinity where Rabbi Yoshua ben Devi lived. Eliyahu did not appear to Rabbi Yoshua for 3 days. Why? As if it was Rabbi Yoshua's fault, because he was the tzaddik of the generation. If he would have prayed, so then maybe there would have been protection and the guy would have been eaten. So therefore, Eliyahu Navi punished Rabbi Yoshua, so to speak, by not showing up for 3 days. Similarly, by the Kohen Gadol. If he would have prayed hard enough, could be this Hasson would not have happened. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kelilat Hakam, Afilu Bihinam Hiba'a. The curse of a Hakam, even Al Hinam, even for no reason. You have to be careful. It comes. It happens. It comes true. From where? Minadan Ma'ahitofen. Shbesha Shekara David Shittin Kapatehoma. When David HaMelech was building the foundation of the Beit HaMikdash, so he dug. Shittin kapateoma, he went to 60 kapateoma, sorry. Shekara David Shittin. Shittin is the yesodot of the Beit HaMikdash, kama, kapateoma, the tehom, the waters from underneath started to rise. Meaning he hit a pipe underneath the ground, and all of a sudden the waters, the mayim tachtonim started to rise, and there was a chance, chas v'shalom, it would have flooded the entire world. Ba'ad the mishtefa, the Alma wanted to flood the entire world. Amar, ma'u lichtov shem ha'chaspa u'mishda b'tehoma. Are we allowed to write one of the shemot ha'kedoshim that have the ability to stop the water and throw it down to the place in order to stop the leak? Deleku adukte, it'll rest on the place over there of the leak and it'll stop it. So that's David Amen's question. What was the she'ela? Because when you put the shem down, it's going to get erased with all the water. So are you allowed to temporarily write a shem and you're going to throw it, it's going to get erased? Lekad amar li bide. Nobody told him the answer. Amar kal yodea davar ze. Ve'enu omro yachanek begrono. Anybody that knows the answer is not telling me, yachanek begrono. You'll be strangled. Nasa ha'itofel kavachomer b'chatzos. Ha'itofel was one of David's advisors. He made a kavachom and he said, Amar, Uma la'asot shalom min ish le'ishto, Amra ha'torah, Shemi shenichtav bekdusha, Yimachay ala mayim, Lechol ha'olam kudo, Loko sheken. If you're allowed to erase God's name when it comes to the sota, in order to keep peace between two people, you have to keep peace in the whole world. So the whole world doesn't get destroyed. Loko sheken, we can erase God's name. It says, Amale Shari. So Ha'itofel told them, Mutar. Katav Shem Ahaspa. So they wrote the Shem on the Haspa, on the piece of pottery. Shade Atehoma. And they threw it in the depths. Nachat Vekam Adukte. And the water stopped in its place. Rafil Hache. What ended up happening to Ha'itofel? Keti Va'itofel Ha'akilo Ne'asta Atzato. Ve'yahavosh et Ha'avor. Ve'yakom Ve'yelech El Beto Ve'el Airo. Beitzav el beto vayichanek. And what? He strangled himself. So you see what? Kelilat hanam, even though it came true, which means he didn't hold back the information. When the hakam says a kelilah, even on hanam it comes true. Look at Rashi. Rashi has a problem over here. Rashi just has a historical issue because David, it seems over here, was drilling the foundation of the Beit HaMikdash, and Ahitofel was there, and the water and all that stuff. The problem that she has is yesh tema bedavar. Sharei lo kana David et gorem aravna ibusi ad maase dasata shaita lachar mitat Ahitofel gimel shanim. David didn't buy the property for the Beit HaMikdash 2-3 years after Ahitofel died. So the story is impossible over according to Rashi, according to the history. ולפי דברים הללו צריכים אנו לומר, וזה שיש חדוש, שאף הפי שלא קנה הגורן, אם לא ינים by the actual spot, יודיה היה מנעוריו מיום שנמשך ויישבו הוא ושמואל בניות הרמה ובדקו בספר יהושע ומצאו מקום לבית המקדש. They had the spot already in their mind, they knew where the Beit HaMikdash was going to be built already. כדכתיב עד אמסה מקום וכדרשים לבזבחים איזה מקומן וחפר היסודות ברשותו. They didn't buy the property yet, but they went to Aravna and they said, listen, we're going to buy this property from you one day, we want the shoot now to start digging. So therefore, you're right, they didn't buy it till after Ahitophel died, but they got permission to dig when Ahitophel was still around, and that's the story over here that took place. Okay, just read the Rashi. One more. Yimache al amayim, dichtiv besota, umacha el mehamarim. Ve'arbe hazkaru b'parasha. It's not only God's name once. There's many names that are written in that parasha. And still what? Ve'afidu achi ketiv umacha. Uklala zu b'chinam hayta, shelo haya mekalelo ela im eno omer. Exactly. He only cursed him, whoever doesn't tell me the halacha. But he told the halacha. But the Acham, once he says it, come true. Next story. Three lines to the bottom. Amar Rabbi Abu, Kelelat Chacham, Afiu Al Tenai Hiba'a. A Kelelat Chacham, even a conditional Kelala, doesn't matter. Even if the condition is met, still the Kelala comes. Why? Minalan Me'ili. Ali HaKohen. Shemuel and Navi had bad news to tell Eli. God said that there's going to come a day where there's going to be a major tragedy, that the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Pinhas, they're going to die in one day. So Yehovah says, "The Ka'amar li Eli l'Shmuel." So Eli tells Shmuel, "Ko ya'aseh lecha Elohim v'cho yosif im tichached memeni davar." God should do this to you if you hold back. Eli's children went off the derech. So Eli tells Shmuel. Shmuel was the student of Eli. Eli was the rabbi of Shmuel. Eli tells Shmuel, if you hold back a prophecy, your children also will go become bad. So he didn't hold back the prophecy. He told no prophecy. And what does it say? Afagav dichtiv ve'yagid lo Shmuel kol divrim. He told him everything that he had to tell him. Ve'lo chiched memenu afilo achi ketiv. The children of Shmuel did not follow his way. So you see the kelala v'acham, even unconditioned. That she in the bottom, afilu al tenai, ve'lo netkeyem al tenai. Af al pi chen hima, that kelala al tenai hayta, im techayim memeni ve'lo netkeyem shlo chiyed. Af al pi chen netkeyem kedechtiv lo alchu banav bedrachav, zu kelala shkelu eli. Ku yaseh lecha kemo she'na'aseh li she'en banai meuganim. Eli said, just like my children are not meuganim, something will happen to you. Comes the Torah continues. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Nidui al tenai, sari kafara. A nidui, an excommunication. Even if it's done al tenai, and the condition is not met, therefore the nidui should not really be executed, doesn't matter. A nidui al tenai still needs a hafara. It needs to be absolved. Because if it's not absolved, the nidui remains. Nidu is like an excommunication. From where do we know that from? Famous story, Yehuda. Minalan, mi Yehuda. What did Yehuda promise Yaakov Abinu when he wanted to bring down Binyamin? So it says, Dichtiv, im lo abi otiv elecha. If I don't bring Binyamin back, v'hatat elecha kol hayamin. Already he was told Yaakov Abinu, I'll give you my olam abba. At the end of the day, he brought him back. He kept his word. But what? Since he said it, that he's going to put himself in a nidui, that's a nidui, it happened. Where do you see that Yehuda lost his olam abba? The Amar of Shmuel ben Nachmani Amar of Yonatan my dichtiv, at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, when he was blessing the tribes, it says, Yehi Reuven ve'al yamot. He starts blessing the tribes. What does he tell the first tribe, Reuven? Yehi Reuven. Reuven should live. Ve'al yamot. He should not die. And the next pasuk is what? Vizot Yehuda. Now, first of all, it doesn't make any sense. Why would he go from Reuven to Yehuda? To be Reuven, Shimon. And why are you starting off the beracha of Yehuda? Vizot Yehuda. And this is for Yehuda. Just bless him. What's the Vizot Yehuda? So it's called Otan Mem Shanim Shayu Seba Midbar. all the 40 years that the Jewish people were in the Midbar, Atzmotav shel Yehuda hayu megulgalin ba'aron. All the tribes, each tribe took out their father out of Egypt. Like it says in the Pasuk, that Yosef said, take my bones out of Egypt with your bones. That is, all the Shevatim came into the Midbar. But what? The bones of Yehuda, for the 40 years they were in the Midbar, it was in the coffin. They were rattling. They heard as if there was no peace. He was not resting at peace. So Gemara says, Ad she'amad Moshe bikesh alav rahamim. Until Moshe Rabbeinu came at the end of his life and prayed for him. Amad lefanav ribono shel olam. Migaram Reuven shiyode. Who caused Reuven to confess his sin? What was Reuven's sin? He moved his father's beds. He took his father's bed from the tent of Bilha, and he went and he put it in the tent of Leah, his mother. And as a result, he got punished. Who caused Reuven to make Teshuvah? Yehuda. Which means, when Yehuda made Teshuvah for his sin with Yehuda and Tamar, so that gave Reuven the inspiration to make the Teshuvah as well. So therefore, the Pasuk says, Yehi Reuven ve'al yamot. Reuven's going to live. He goes to Olam Abba. Why? Because he made Teshuvah. Vezot Yehuda. But that's only because of Yehuda. Yehuda was his inspiration. So therefore, Shema Hashem kol Yehuda. You should listen to Yehuda. And the Gemara explains all pasuk. Vezot Yehuda. It's Yehuda's credit. Shema Hashem kol Yehuda. Now explains what Moshe Rabbeinu prayed. Listen to the voice of Yehuda. So what happened? Al ibre leshafa. All of a sudden, when Moshe Rabbeinu said Shema Hashem kol Yehuda, his bones came back to the sockets. They all started to connect again. Lo hava kama'yil limitifta derakia. But still they didn't let him into yeshiva shel ma'ala. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, ve'el ammo tibi'innu. Let him go to his nation. Good, they let him in. Lo hava kayada limishkal umetra'ach b'shma'ta ba'adir banan. But he wasn't able to deal in the give and take in the midrash and the shamayim. He wasn't part of the debate and the discussion. He says, Yadav, love, Yiravlo. His hands are strong. Let him be in the debate. They asked him questions. He wasn't able to answer them. He should have help from his adversaries. So Gemara said, oh, so that's it. So you see what? So, Nidui al Tenai, you need hafara, which means they should have made a hafara on it. And then this wouldn't happen. Because they didn't make a hafara, so therefore, you see what happened. Look at the second Tosafot. Second Tosafot says, "Tema, the Amrina be Midrash, vayashuv Reuven el Abor." Says when the brothers threw Yosef in the bor, Reuven wasn't there. Says vayashuv, he came back to the bor, and he saw that Yosef wasn't there. Remember, they took him out of the bor and they sold him, but Reuven didn't know that. So says, where was he? Why wasn't Reuven there at the selling? Says mehechan shav. Mebet Abiv, she yashav b'ta'anit al ma'aseh bilha, v'ezeh yakod ma'aseh Yehuda. So it says he made teshuvah on the ma'aseh bilha, on his own, before Yehuda. Even at the story of Yehuda and Tamar. So why does the Gemara of Yis give the credit to Yehuda when the Chavrei made the teshuvah before him? Yesh lomar, the mekom makom lo hoda b'rabim ad ma'aseh Yehuda. Which means you're right. Until then it was a private teshuvah. But after Yehuda did it in public, because he announced his sin in public, right? He said, Tzadik, I'm a mani, I'm wrong, she's right. Then already Reuven made his teshuvah on a higher level. He made teshuvah, but Rabbi. So even because of that, Yehuda deserves a credit. Look at the next verse 4. Mi garam de Reuven sheoda, ulechol yesh lanu semech min ha-mikra. Anything that's said in the Gemara, of course we have coming a remez to it in the Pesukim. Yehuda ata yuducha achaycha. So when Yaakov blessed his sons, what does it mean? Umetargimin and at odeta. It says you confessed vela beheteta. But it says Yehuda ata yuducha achaycha. Because you did what you did, your brothers will also did the same thing. So that's the name is in the Torah, right? Kach yuducha achaycha. Pirush odeta velo bosh. Kach yuducha achaycha. Shemeshvir shetchata leodot bar uved leoda. So you see the same. The same concept. Okay.
comes the Gemara Ketuvah. Ebaylu. Bemitat kulanu chozer, or the bemitat echad mehem. Wow. Gemara is a safek. How many kohanim have to die? Do all three kohanim have to die for the guy to go free? Or even one of them? We have no indication. Mishnah just gave us the kohanim. Maybe it means all three. Tashema. We have a statement. Ra'aya. Nigmar dino belo kohen gadol. Enu yotze misham le'olam.
Wow.
Nigmar dino. Let's say the guy was sentenced. And at the time of the sentencing, there was no kohen gadol. So din is enu yotze misham le'olam. He doesn't go out of the Eid Miklat forever. There's got to be a kohen gadol around at the time of the sentencing. So the Gemara says, "V'im ita lihidar b'dehanach." What are you talking? There's another kohen. There's three kohanim. So let him go out with the other one. Ah, Ella, what do you see over here? That you got to go out only with all three, and therefore, since there's, let's say, there's three kohen, one of them is not there. So even if the other two die, they're not going to go out. So all three have to die. And since there was no Kohen Gadol, one of them at the time, so therefore he doesn't go out free. So the Gemara says, no, who told you to kill? Bidileka. Do you have any case to why there was only one Kohen Gadol at the time? Who told you there was three? And therefore you have no Ra'ayah that all three have to die. I said, Bidileka. Nigmar dino b'lo Kohen Gadol. He never goes out because there was no other two Kohanim. But in the Kohanim, maybe if there was other Kohanim there at the time, in the Khaname, he will go after. You have no Raya. Comes the next Mishnah. Mishnigmar Dino. Once already he was sentenced, the Rotsaya, Mishnigmar Dino. Met Kohen Gadol. Then the Kohen Gadol dies. Hare ze eno gode. Good. No galut. That's a classic case. He was sentenced, Kohen Gadol died. No galut. Which sounds like he doesn't even go to Galut. Doesn't go to Galut. Eno gole, not he goes free. He was sentenced in the courtroom. After they told him, guilty, Eir Miklad. They get news, the Kohen Gadol died. Okay, go home. You don't got to go to Eir Miklad. He died before he even got there. Eno gole, does not go to Galut. Im'ad shelo nigmar dino, met Kohen Gadol. But let's say before the sentencing, the Kohen Gadol died. Uminu acher tachtav. And then they appointed a new Kohen Gadol in his stead. Ulachar miken nigmar dino. And then the Rotzeach was sentenced. Chozer b'mitato shel sheni. So he goes out of Eid Miklat based on the second Kohen Gadol that they appointed. Okay, he takes his place. We have to see that in the Gemara. What did he do? What's his fault? You want to blame it on the first Kohen Gadol because he didn't pray and all that. But this guy wasn't appointed until after the murder happened. So what do you want from him? Why is it his fault that that his death is dependent if he goes free or not? That's the Gemara will ask that. Nigmar dino belo Kohen Gadol. Here's all the cases now. Let's say he was sentenced. There was no Kohen Gadol. Vahoreg Kohen Gadol. Or a guy kills thee. Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol Sheharag. Or a Kohen Gadol that killed. Enu yotze misham le'olam. In all those cases over there, he does not go out le'olam. Now really, he doesn't explain. The Gemara doesn't explain this either over here. So let's see some interpretations why this is so. Look at the Gemara Tamosha Dinze. Tosfot Yom Tov Esbir Et Davar Apir Mevar Begemara La'alam. Shema shetalta Torah et ha'azat rotze b'mitat ha'kohen gadol, onesh ha'kohen gadol, al achariyuto lechet ha'riga, o achariyuto legmar adin shel rotzayah. Lefi ze kohen gadol shenitmane achar gemar din, nakiyu mikol achariyut, lema shaya, ve'al ken lo ne'anash, shechazarato ha'rotze tiyeti lo b'mitato. Exactly. The first case I understand, when the kohen gadol was, when at the time of the death, at the top of the sentencing, there was no Kohen Gadol. And then they appointed a Kohen Gadol. He's got nothing to do with this case. Because he wasn't around at the time of the murder to pray for it, that it shouldn't happen, nor was he around at the time of the sentencing to pray that the guy should go free. Because that's also part of the Kohen Gadol's responsibility, to pray that nobody should be convicted. So therefore, a new Kohen Gadol comes on the scene after sentencing, I understand why. He's got nothing to do with this situation over here. Similarly, let's say a guy kills a Kohen Gadol. V'chein zeh shel Kohen Gadol she'harag, or Kohen Gadol that killed. It's similar to a case of a sentencing without a Kohen Gadol. Bottom line, you killed the Kohen Gadol. So now at the time of Gemar Din, there's no Kohen. Or a Kohen Gadol, a Sheharag. At the time of his sentencing, he is the Kohen Gadol. Lefika gam b'mekrin elu, enu yotze misham le'olam. Nimsa lefi zeh, shedina mishna b'shne mekrin elu, hurak im lo nitmane Kohen Gadol acher lefne gemar dinot shel otzeach. It's only talking about where you killed the Kohen Gadol, and they didn't appoint a new one in the interim before the Gemar Din. But if they appointed a new Kohen Gadol, after he killed this Kohen Gadol, the new Kohen Gadol is on the hook. אבל אם ישנו כהן גדול אחר בשעת גמר הדין, הרי שגם במקרים אלו חוזר רוצה בגלל אותו במות של כהן גדול. That's what he wants to explain. So basically, the explanation over here is, it follows the law of you need a כהן גדול at the time of the sentencing. And therefore, if he kills the כהן גדול, so there's no כהן גדול at the time of the sentencing. So therefore, he cannot go free. Comes the Mishnah continues. ואינו יוצא. Oh, now he cannot leave. Cannot leave the Eid Miklat. Lo le'edut mitzvah. Even if it's for a mitzvah, he needs to go testify on the Rosh Chodesh. Right? He saw the moon. So he wants to go testify in Yerushalayim. He does not leave for Eidut mitzvah. Ve'lo le'edut mamon. Nor does he leave for testifying on a monetary case. Ve'lo le'edut nefashot. Not even a capital punishment. The Mefarshim says, lo zu afsu. Not only Edut Mitzvah, which is not mandatory to go testify, but even Edut Mamon, which the Torah says, Im lo yagid v'nasa avono, if you don't go testify, it's avon. And not only monetary, but even if it's Dinei Nefashot, which is coming to testify in a capital punishment case, still, he does not leave. Va'afilu Yisrael sidichim lo. And even if the Jewish people need him. What do you mean they need him? Afilu sar seva Yisrael ki Yoav ben Seruya. Even if he's the general of Israel, they need to go to war. Enu yotze misham le'olam. Shre'emar, asher nas sham, shamma. It says he runs over there. Sham tehe didato, which means over there is going to be his dwelling, which means he stays there even for dvar mitzvah. Sham tehe mitato, which means even if the guy is sick and he's notel lamut. So you say, what's the difference? He's going to die anyway. So let's take him out to a different place over there. Doesn't matter. Pasuk says, Sham tehe mitato. Which means, I would have thought maybe you can't take him out only because I'm worried about the Gohen Gadol is going to kill him. But this guy's going to die anyway. Doesn't matter. Sham tehe mitato. Not only that, Sham tehe kiburato. Even after he dies. I would have thought, listen, after he dies, so take him out to be buried with his family. But Rav Shmuel, no, he has to stay in the Eid Miklat even after he dies. Now, we really have to understand this logic. Pikuach nefesh. All the Jewish people are in danger.
He's the only guy
like Yoav ben Seruya. And still he stays in the Eid Miklat. I thought Pikuach nefesh is Dohe. Kola Surim HaTorah. Okay, he says that Spirit Yisrael asked this question, or Sameah, or Shalomo. He didn't give us an answer, but that's a strong question. Since I don't know, but over here you see clearly that he cannot go out even for a pikuach nefesh for all of Klal Yisrael. Comes the Gemara and says, "Keshem she'air koletet, kach techuma kolet." Okay, new law. Not only does the ear kolet, the ear miklat kolet, but kach techuma kolet. The surrounding areas of the ear miklat, the tchum, also is kolet for the yotzei. Rotzeiach sheyatza chutz l'tchum. Now Rotzeiach leaves the Eid Miklat. U'metzao goel adam, and the goel adam finds him. רבי יוסי הגלילי אומר, מצווה ביד גואל אדם. זה מצווה for גואל אדם to kill him. ורשות ביד כל אדם. And everybody else voluntary. הקדוש, I mean, anybody can kill him. Just a mitzvah for גואל אדם to avenge. But everybody else, רשות, voluntary. רבי עקיבא says, no, no, רשות ביד גואל אדם. וכל אדם חייבים עליו. So the shoot for the good Adam, everybody else is hayav alav. There's different gersaot over here, as you see in the Gaon Mevilna. V'chol Adam en hayavim. Some say v'chol Adam en hayavim. So it's a big nafkamina. Is it v'chol Adam hayavim or v'chol Adam en hayavim? Okay, we'll wait for the Gemara to see these shitot. But anyway, that's the big question in our Mishnah. What the proper gersa is going to be. One says, "My ta'ama." What do we learn? We learned in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol died after the Gemar Din. If the Kohen Gadol died after the Gemar Din, he doesn't go to the Ir Mikad at all. He was alive for the sentencing of the Kohen Gadol. Right? Gemar Din, guilty, go to Ir Miklat. They got a call, the Kohen Gadol just died. He doesn't even got to go to the Ir Miklat. So the Gemara says, what's the source of that? My ta'ama. So it says, Amar Abaye, Kal Vahomer, Uma Mishigala Kevar Yetzah Akshav, Mishelo Gala Enudin, Shelo Yigle. Which means, if the death of the Kohen Gadol can take somebody that's already in the Galut out, or the more so his death can stop somebody from even going to the Galut. Not the name Kavachomer. Understand the Kavachomer? So Kavara says, what do you mean? Vedilma haide gala ichparle. Haide lo gala lo midi. Vedilma haide gala ichparle. Haide lo gala lo. Exactly. Maybe I can tell you, it's not a Kavachomer. I'll tell you the reason why when the Kohen Gadol dies when the guy's in Galut, because the guy did something already. He's in Galut. He already got a kapara. But maybe before the guy even goes to Galut, he didn't get his kapara yet. Who says he goes free? The kapara says, "Midi Galut ka mechapra, mitat koenu de mechapra." It's not the Galut that does the kapara. It's the death of the Kohen Gadol that is mechaper on him. So therefore, even if he doesn't go to the, even when he's in the Ein Miklat, what's the kapara of the guy? The kapara is the death of the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, the guy's also going to be mechupar. Certainly, if when he's in the Ir Miklat, the Kohen Gadol can mechaper on him. Certainly, can mechaper on him before he even goes. Now, Tosfot over has a question because it sounds like over here that Galut is not mechaper. We learned Adrabah, Galut is mechaper. That's the reason why he goes into the Galut. This is Elah Shekam Medubad, then Gemara Kapara. We're talking about the finality of the kapara, the potro megalut umegwel adam, which means, of course, galut is mechaper, but the gmar kapara is what? On the Kohen Gadol. Of course, galut is mechaper. We learned already that it's kapara, what is he going to galut for? Yeah. But what? But the gmar kapara is the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, if the death of the Kohen Gadol can be a gemar kapara that's mechaper when he went to the galut. So certainly, if he didn't even get there yet, certainly the kar kapara is really in the kohen gadol's death. So therefore, it can work even before he goes to the galut. That's what proves it. You see that the key is the kohen gadol. A guy goes to Ir Miklat for one day, and the kohen gadol dies, he goes free. Or you have a guy that's in Kohen Gadol, that's the point. Or a guy's in Galut for 40 years, and doesn't go out. So therefore, the Ikar Kapara is what in the Kohen Gadol? Comes the Gemara and says, Im ad shelo nigmar dino. Okay, so what do we say? Kohen Gadol at the Gemar Din died. I'm sorry, before the Gemar Din, Kohen Gadol died. They appointed another Kohen Gadol in his place, right? And then they make Gemar Din, so he goes out with the new Kohen Gadol. Even though the second Kohen Gadol was not around at the time of the murder. So the Gemara says, Mena nemile. How do you know this? Amar Rav Kanad Amar Kera V'yashav Ba Ad Mot Kohen Gadol Asher Mashach Oto B'Shem Min HaKodesh. The guy sits in the Ir Miklat until the Kohen that he appointed, says Asher Mashach Oto, that he appointed dies. Gemara says, "Vichi hu moshcho." The Rotzeh was Moshe, the Kohen Gadol. What are you talking about over here? Ela ze shenimshach biyamav, meaning the Kohen that was nimshach in his days. That means after he was a Rotzeh. So the Gemara says, "May haveli lemi'abad." What do you want from the new Kohen Gadol? You want to blame the murder on the Kohen Gadol that was alive at the time of the murder? Okay, good. Hayalu lepalel lebakesh lachamim. But this is post facto. This is after it happened. Gemara says, "Hayalu lebakesh lachamim shiigmor dino lischut velo bikesh." He should have prayed that the sentencing should come out in his favor. And if the fact that it didn't come out in his favor, he didn't pray hard enough. He has to save the guy. So therefore, he is ra'ui for onesh. Now, if the Kohen Gadol is established after the Gemardin, he's innocent totally. He wasn't there for the murder. He wasn't there for the sentencing. Then, of course, he's not on the hook. That's why the guy stays there forever. That's right. Continue. Amar Abaye Naktinan. We have a tradition. We have a halakha. Masoret Beyadenu Me'avotenu. Nigmar Dino. The guy was Nigmar Din. Umet. The guy died before they got him to Galut. Modichin et atzmotav lesham. They take his bones there. And they bury him in the Ir Miklat. Dichtiv. It says you're not allowed to take a bribe from the Rotzeach to go live in a different city. You can't pay off the judge and say, here's $1,000, let me go live somewhere else. Lo tekhu kofir. You cannot take kofir lanus et Ir Miklato lashuv lashevet ba'ares ad mota kohen. So it says, Lashuv Lashevet Ba'aris. He's got to go and sit in the ground until the Kohen dies. Now what does sitting in the ground mean? Gemara says, Ve'ezuhi yeshiva shi ba'aris. What is yeshiva ba'aris? Havi omezu kibura. That's burial. So from that pasuk we learn that what? If he dies before, Lashuv Ba'aris. He's got to go sit in the ground. How do you go sit in the ground? That's burial. Tana. I have a bright head to support us. Met kodem, shemet kohen gadol, molichin asmotav al kevre abotav. Oh, the different case. Let's say the Roseach, he died before the kohen gadol died. So they took him to Ir Miklat, like we said. Right? And they buried him there. Okay? So now the kohen gadol dies. So they can exhume his body, and they can now put him in the family plot. So Gemara says, "Molichin atzmotav al kibre abotav." They can now take his bones out to the family plot. Dichtiv yashuv arotzeach el eretz achuzato. Ezu yeshiva she beeretz achuzato. That's in the land itself. Haviomer zu kibura. So therefore, they take him out of the ground and they put him back in eretz achuzato, into the ground itself, the kibre abotav. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.